You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
With the first pick.
Thanks for jumping back into the Windy City Gridiron podcast channel. My name is Lester Wildfunk. You can usually hear me hosting T-Formation Conversation or as one half of Baron Balance with my co-host, Jeff Berkus. But today it's all about our Building the Board series we're running here, and it's all about the NFL draft. You know, we had a chance to do a lot of film breakdown, a lot of X's and O's stuff, a lot of draft profiles, and all that's been going up on the site, Windy City Gridiron, as well as the podcast channel here, but also on our video channel, Second City Gridiron. So make sure you guys check all that stuff out. But today we're talking about Will Mallory, tight end, University of Miami, 6'4.5", 239 pounds. He ran the 40 at a 4.54, vertical 36.5 inches, broad jump, 10 foot, 1 inch. We're talking about an explosive athlete here, move tight end. And our guy Robert Schmitz was in the Indianapolis at the Combine. He had a chance to talk with Will during the press conference. And that's what we're going to play for you here. Robert got, I think, 3 questions in, including one about his time with Luke Getsy at the Senior Bowl. Will Mallory was on his team down there. So it's kind of cool to hear his perspective since he already has a connection with the Bears offensive coordinator. Check that presser out right now.
Thanks. Well, what's this draft process been like? You kind of walk us through training and trying to improve your show and
teams
going through this
process? Yeah, no, it started for me a little earlier. Started early in December, so it was good. And I just got ready for the Senior Bowl for that. And then after that, it was really strictly just for the Combine, obviously. So interview prep and whatever, that's all the 40 training, all the stuff like that. But it's been a cool process, and through the whole thing, I just want to show teams that I can be a complete tight end. I can do that in the run game, the pass game, and all phases of special teams.
Will, obviously working with 4 offensive coordinators puts you in a tough spot to grow into an offense, but it offers you a lot of experience too. What was it like working in so many different systems and with so many different coaches?
Yeah, obviously change is kind of difficult, and we had a good bit of that over my career, but I think the benefit of it is that I was introduced and exposed to a lot of different offenses and terminology or whatever you want to call it. And I think that benefits me. I feel like I'm a quick learner because of it, so I think I was exposed to a good bit.
How cool did the idea of playing in the same stadium where you played your home college games, how cool would that be?
Yeah, it'd be awesome to stay close to home, so that would be great. If that opportunity comes, I'd be more than happy to stay down there in Miami. I got a lot of love for it down there. Yeah, I think teams like the way I move and the pass game, and always can improve in all areas, but I think they wanted to see how I could block at the Senior Bowl. I feel like I did a good job of that, so I just want to keep improving right at it. Like I said, showing teams that I can be a complete tight end.
How much do teams bring up in meetings, obviously your background with your dad and everybody else?
Yeah, it seems like almost every other meeting there's someone who's either crossed over my dad or my uncles or my grandfather, so it's cool. It's a small world in football, so it's great to see a lot of familiar faces.
Will, what was it like working with Luke Getsy at the Senior Bowl?
It was great, yeah. I really like working with him and his staff and all the coaches from other staffs as well. But it was overall a great experience. I thought he was a great coach, and learned a lot from him. It's a big future for them, so excited about that opportunity.
What's your mentality like when you're blocking in the ground game? Obviously, that's core to the tight end's identity, right?
Yeah, I think it comes down to, obviously, you got technique and strength, natural ability, but really, it comes down to it's a mindset, physicality. That's I think you ask any guys who's played in the league, that's what they're going to say. It's a mindset thing. So when you're doing that, you gotta give it your all. It's a battle between the whistles. So.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.